My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we are going to talk about how to grow your YouTube channel like we are. So before we begin, Neil, how many subscribers do you have right now?
900 and something.
Okay. I'm at 60,000 or so. So different dichotomies here. So I'll start it off first and I'll kick it off to Neil. We actually hired a YouTube consultant recently and his name's Darren. He used to work at a company called Mind Valley, now helps a company called Goalcast with marketing or YouTube. And what we're doing right now, what I noticed is like we were publishing these interviews, these Zoom interviews or podcasts with Neil and myself to the YouTube channel. It wasn't working well. And Neil, do you know why it wasn't working well?
Because it's boring to look at the video like this.
Exactly. No, it's exactly that. So people are sick and tired of looking at Zoom interviews like this. And so you have to publish natively, right? So when you look at Neil's channel or my channel, now my videos are all native. I have one camera up here and then one over here now. And I have like these lights and stuff now. So it's like a professional setup. I even have a background now. Look at that, right? But after starting to do that, we started experimenting maybe like 3-4 weeks ago, but we're getting double to triple to quadruple the views that we're getting versus like using just these Zoom podcast format, right? So my point of saying all this, by the way, is when you think about YouTube posting natively and also like what we're doing now, instead of like these, the 4 to 5 minute segments, is my videos are about 9 to 10 minutes each. So watch time is better. Retention is better as well, because I'm focused on creating natively for that channel. Neil?
So my approach, really simple. It works. I think I'm at 960,000 subscribers as recording this. I'm probably get to 1 million+ subscribers this year.
You get the gold play button.
Is it gold?
Yeah. Can I have it if
silver,
you don't use it?
I think it is.
No. Silver's at 100,000. See, you can send me that one if you don't want it.
Okay. So, and then what we end up doing, and it works really well, is try to hook them in when you first start watching the video. Decent length, but you don't always need 10 minute video lengths. We found that even 5 minutes works, assuming that it's really good advice. the big thing that we found that works really well with YouTube is every time we just release videos, we send out an email blast in the first day. Videos that perform really well in the first 24 hours tend to do really well, you know, for the rest of their life on YouTube. So if I had to pick one thing, and this is what's grown our channel, is we just go and we just push hard in the first 24 hours. Email blast, push notification blast, text message blast, whatever we can to get the views in the first 24 hours. And that's really the cornerstone of our strategy, as well as, of course, telling people to subscribe and responding to all the comments and just trying to build a community. But the biggest thing, if you had one takeaway from this episode, is push really hard in the first 24 hours and your videos will do really well and rank well, and you'll just naturally get subscribers. Easiest approach. It's the opposite of traditional SEO. It's not slow and steady wins a race. It's, you know, a quick and dirty wins a race.
Yep. That's if you have an audience, definitely hit those. And what I would say too, what's worked really well is actually Graham Stephan, who actually lives in Vegas. So he's got a big channel. I think he's got a couple million subscribers. He made an interesting point. I was watching one of his videos and he's like, I used to make all these how-to videos and, you know, at a certain point, you kind of run out of how-to videos to make. And so now he just focuses on kind of financial commentary or like stock commentary, right? And so what we did recently, we did a little test with Intuit buying MailChimp. So that was a little business commentary there. But what happens is you kind of do a layer of a level of newsjacking, meaning that you're riding a trend. And so if you have no audience, I mean, thinking about commentary or newsjacking in a sense, that might work for you. And what we're testing right now is this. This is, again, assuming that you don't really have a lot of audiences to push to. Test out topics, right? Test out maybe like an example for me might be marketing might be a topic, or SEO might be a topic, or marketing careers might be a topic, or like business commentary. So you keep testing like for 1 week or 2 weeks in little segments there, you start to see which topics perform well. And then you double, triple, quadruple down on what's working well. And the logic behind this is that maybe you don't like talking about SEO, but if that's what performs really well for you, you go all in on that until you get to a couple hundred thousand subscribers. And then what happens is because you have that volume already, you can start to talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? Obviously, again, if you have SMS, you have an email list, you have push notifications, use that. But if you don't, you're going to have to grow slowly, right? Slowly and methodically. Neil, anything else?
Yeah, just to piggyback on what you were saying is very important. Don't talk about everything on your channel, especially at the beginning. Heck, even if you have 100, 200,000 subscribers, keep your focus. If you're on marketing, you're on marketing. If you're on recipes, you're on recipes. Don't change that up. I think focus really does help, especially when you're under a few 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, you're playing to an algorithm at the end of the day. So it's unfortunate because I know everyone here is dynamic and we want to talk about different things. But I will tell you, I tanked my channel doing that versus like, I'd have videos that would get at least bigger for my channel, 100,000 to 200,000 views on them. And then I start talking about all this other stuff. And then at the end of the day, it just plummets to like 100 views per video, 200 views per video, right? But now we're kind of slowly climbing back up. So by the way, it might be fun to watch that journey. Subscribe to Neil's YouTube channel. Subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. Neil's is, I think, just Neil Patel. I just search for Eric Sue Leveling Up and you'll find that one. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast. It helps us grow and we'll catch you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.